Are you free? Are you a forgiving person? Have you learned to truly forgive others as the Lord has forgiven you? I remember three distinct times in my life that I needed divine intervention to be able to let go. They were all life-threatening situations, one against me, one against my kids, one against a dear friend. In all three cases, the Spirit helped me to work through it, but it wasn't an easy or quick response. We truly worked at it, Father and I. But what happens when the one who needs to be forgiven is you? Do you struggle more with letting go of your own wrongdoings? Most of us do, but why? Many times it can be traced back to pride. We expect more of ourselves, thus elevate ourselves above others. To say in your heart, "It's okay that he fell, he's only human, but I cannot allow myself to fall," is the same as telling yourself you are better than others, you are held to a higher standard. That goes against the Lord's word. Continuing to hold yourself a prisoner is not God's desire. The first step is to ask forgiveness. The Lord is faithful. If he has forgiven you, and you continue to hold yourself a prisoner, you are a victim of stinking thinking. The word says, focus your thoughts on what is true. You are forgiven, noble, righteous, pure, lovable, or admirable, or on some virtue, or on something praiseworthy. Philippians 4:8. Jesus' forgiveness removes the chains. So if the Son frees you, you will really be free. John 8:36. Don't hold yourself back by placing a higher standard on yourself than you do for the rest of us sinners. Always strive for your best, but know that you will stumble, and Jesus is faithful to forgive. Are you willing to let him set you free?